I went to college with this guy named Dave. One day, I walked into his dorm room to find him sitting at his desk, all dressed up in a suit and tie, shiny shoes, hair just so, maybe even some cufflinks. He had a bunch of open textbooks in front of him and appeared to be studying. I instantly chastised myself for not knocking, as this was clearly a private, odd, and awkward moment. But Dave was unfazed. "I've got a big economics test tomorrow," he explained. "I find I focus better if I get dressed up. You gotta look good to be good." I was utterly blown away by such an advanced and respectable commitment to success, especially since I no doubt had a big test the next day too, and was probably there to buy pot from his roommate. Ritual is an ancient and powerful practice used to pray, give thanks, and mark such important milestones as weddings, deaths, quinceañeras, harvest seasons, bat and bar mitzvahs, full moons, high tides, and, according to Dave, big economics tests. Rituals bring purpose, renewal, ceremony, and celebration to our lives, and can be very helpful to you as you hone your habit. For starters, rituals can help you focus on and engage more deeply with what you're doing. One of the reasons some people light a candle when they sit down to meditate is because it marks the beginning of an important event, pulls their focus toward what they're about to do, and acknowledges their forthcoming conversation with the almighty universe as the big fat deal that it is. Without lighting the candle, they might be tempted to just plop on down in the middle of a busy day with this thought in the back of their mind. "Welp, I may make it through the whole 20 minutes of meditating. I may not." The candle represents commitment, focus, respect, not screwing around.